Yo, it's Jack, and this is a special edition of Soapy Serenades. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. As I said, my name is Jack. You might be expecting Colin on the air today. But no, I'm subbing for him. So shout out to you, Colin, if you're listening. If you're not, still shout out. Great guy. I've got about an hour queued up of some great soul, some country, a lot of that kind of stuff. I like to play a lot of electronic music usually, but today I'm taking a break from that. I've also got a little bit of dub and even a tiny bit of gospel, plus some guitar music, which I don't always play. So keep it locked for an hour if you want to hear some good tunes. This first track has been Nemophobia by Brain Story, one of the nicest songs I've heard in a while. A lot of this stuff's going to be a little summery too, though, which is kind of funny because it's a cold winter day out. But yeah, anyways, my next song I'll start to introduce now. It's In a Jar by Dinosaur Jr. from their incredible record, You're Living All Over Me. This was one of my go-tos last semester. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk for a minute just because I can. This song that's playing right now is Sounds of Sebring by Swirlies, and that last track, once again, was In a Jar by Dinosaur Jr. I just want to qualify and talk about my next track that I've got queued up. It's Oxbow by Waxahachie. And I think that a lot of the stuff that kind of sounds like it in that vein of like singer, songwriter, country, slightly alternative stuff really rubs me the wrong way. I've been on a bit of an anti-singer-songwriter bent for a while now. But I think that this song, Oxbow, the first track from her album St. Cloud, which is something I was listening to a little bit over the summer, I think it's just a really incredible track and kind of the like platonic ideal of this sort of vein of songwritery country. So I hope you enjoy that. I also hope you enjoyed Sound of Sebring by Swirlies. Also, shout out to May, because May is listening. Back on the mic just because I can. Once again, I'm about to hit you guys with a real left turn, a little swerve. This is a little bit of gospel. I Know I've Been Changed by LaShawn Pace. Really crazy song. I hope y'all enjoy this as much as I do. But yeah.
You know the ain't no fear. You are always on my mind. But Put my bones in an empty street. To remind me how it used to be. Don't write my name on a stone. Bring a Coleman lantern and the radio. The Cleveland game and two fishing poles. And walk. By the oil there. they bleed. Fly the colors of their homes. I fly the cross of the blue factory flame, stitched with heavy soul for thread.
Hate to interrupt this song, but I'm gonna talk for a minute because I haven't in a second. The last song that played before this was A New Partner by Palace Music, and the record that's from is called Viva Last Blues, and I was really listening to that a lot this summer. A really sweet kind of energy throughout it. It's just a very heartfelt but also like kind of funny album, which I really like. And this is Blue Factory Flame by Songs Ohio. And if you're not enjoying this, I don't even know what to tell you. I think you should probably stop listening to music or something. This is just one of the best songs I've ever heard. Like, it's up there. I haven't had the chance to play it on air, even though I've been meaning to for a long, long time, because I found out about it this spring and was just absolutely infatuated with this entire album, Didn't It Rain, and this song in particular. But yeah, I'm going to let the rest of it play out. My next song will be One Mogin by D'Angelo from Voodoo, which in my opinion is the greatest album ever made. Sort of a keeping with this kind of low energy, mellow, chiller vibe, but that one's a little more smooth and a little less depressing than this. You know, I don't, yeah. Anyways, this was Blue Factory Flame by Songs Ohio, and next up we got One Mogin by D'Angelo.
some things have changed since the last I see you. Some good, some for the bad, babe, bad, babe, all in all, I can't complain, that's what I've been through, baby. But seeing you reminds me of the precious times we had. And I wondered all this time about how you've been. And I hope my chance to see you once again. I'd love to kiss your lips, babe, once again.
That was One Mo' Gin by D'Angelo from the incredible, inimitable, amazing album, Voodoo. which I must say everyone should check out if they're listening to, because that's my favorite album of all time. And if you've been enjoying the music, you will know that I have great taste in music, and anything I enjoy is great. Not really. It's all subjective. That's the ethos. Anyways, there does come a time in every great radio show where I got to do a PSA. And this week's PSA is storm season emergency preparedness, because it's precipitating out. You can never be too prepared. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year, so be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. And that's a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, you heard it here first, second, third, and fourth. Be prepared for a storm if you're able to. Because once again, you don't want to be in grocery lines when you could be riding it out in the safety of your home. Personally, I can agree with that. Anyways, the track that I've been talking over, it's a pretty sweet one, so sorry for talking over a quarter of it or whatever. This is Still Waters by Jim White, from his record One-Eyed Jesus, which has a much... Wrong-Eyed Jesus, apologies. And it has a much longer title, but that's the shortened version of it. I was also listening to this a lot this summer when I was on a bit of a weirdo country kick, and this guy's just a really excellent songwriter in a total like oddball, and it shows through in the music. So yeah, this is Still Waters. Hope you enjoy.
You know there's projects for the dead, and there are projects for the living. Though I must confess, sometimes I get confused by that distinction. And I just throw myself into the arms of that which would betray me.
I hope you enjoyed that last batch of songs there. Once again, Still Waters by Jim White was the second to last song, and then the last song was My People Hold On by Eddie Kendricks. You may, if you're a hip-hop head, perhaps, you may recognize that song from being sampled on one of J Dilla's tracks on Donuts, I believe. I can't remember which one it is because I don't remember the track titles on it because there are like 30 songs. It might just be called People or something. And then right now I've got Sensible by Unwound from the incredible record Repetition on. A weird little bit of dub in the middle of what is one of the best post-hardcore albums out there. So I'll let that play, and then I'll be back on the mic before long to sign off and everything. Maybe I'll talk about basketball a little bit. But yeah, you know, good stuff only. Hope you've been enjoying. Keep it locked for another 10. Alright, this is my last time on the mic for the hour. Thanks again to Colin and Soapy Serenades for the sub-slot. Tune into Colin's show for sure. He's a great dude with some good tunes. And this has been Jack, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And if you want, you can always keep an eye out for my regular show, Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. I'm not sure what the schedule will look like for second semester, but I hope I can get the same slot, which is 10 a.m. on Tuesday, is last semester, or 9 a.m. on Tuesday, you know. But good stuff, good fun. This has been, this song is General Penitentiary by Black Uhuru, produced by Sly and Robbie, the Dub Wizards, who were behind a lot of Grace Jones's best music. Love it. I was listening to this a lot this summer, too. And my last song is going to be Silver Jews, Inside the Golden Days of Missing You, from their record The Natural Bridge, which was a late summer hit for me. I really love that album. It's just so sharp and really, like, I mean, David Berman's an incredible songwriter. We all know this. Like, get some new material, whatever. But yeah. And unfortunately, I feel like I don't have that much time to talk about basketball, which I like to usually do, since I want to let the last song play out unscathed. But the Magic are doing well. That's my team. We beat the Knicks yesterday, which was awesome. Shout out to the San Antonio Spurs, because they suck, but Victor Wembanyama is really awesome. And shout out to the Utah Jazz, because they're turning their season around, and I actually like them a lot. And I have been saying this for the past couple months, because I think they're a fun team to watch, and they're kind of funny. And now they're good. So shout out to them. And shout out to you. Anyways, this has been... Okay, I'm going to speed this up so that we can listen to this song. This has been Jack with Soapy Serenades. Thank you all for listening. I hope you have a great day if you're listening. And if you aren't, I also hope you have a great day. Again, this is Inside the Golden Days of Missing You.
What if life is just some hard equation?